Mia. What did you do? Anyway, again? Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, the Brie podcast that brings you the latest launches, tools, and open source releases from the maker community.
Today, we've got a packed lineup. Thinking Machines just dropped Inkling, a massive 975 billion parameter open weights model. There's also Notice, which bills itself as the AI-native operating system for founders, and Backdrop, an AI coworker platform for projects and operations that launched on Product Hunt.
We'll also look at Luden, an early access platform aiming to give teams the clean experience of agents like ChatGPT and Claude, plus a handful of creative macOS tools, an AI sales platform called Fuzzy AI, and a privacy-friendly analytics product named Reagan.
Let's get into it.
Thinking Machines just put out Inkling, its first open weights model, and the numbers are worth sitting with. It is a 975 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 41 billion active parameters and a 1 million token context window.
A million tokens is a lot of runway. And it is natively multimodal. Text, images, and audio all go through the same reasoning path without bolted-on adapters.
The full weights are under Apache 2.0, so you can grab them, fine-tune them, and deploy the resulting checkpoint through several inference providers. The company also showed Inkling writing and running its own fine-tuning job, turning itself into a specialized variant.
And here is the part the team is being very direct about. Thinking Machines states explicitly that Inkling is not the strongest model available today. They frame it as a broad base to adapt to a specific product or workflow, and they let you control how much thinking effort it uses.
Fine-tuning happens on their Tinker platform, and from there you deploy. It is a bring-your-own-workflow play, not a top-the-leaderboard play.
Switching gears to the founder stack, Notice is calling itself the AI-native operating system for founders, and the pitch lands on a familiar pain point, the constant context switching between CRMs, docs, spreadsheets, meetings, investor updates, invoices, email, and a growing list of AI tools.
Balje, the founder, says that across every stage, founders spend most of their time jumping between those disconnected SaaS tools instead of actually building. Notas brings fundraising, planning, finance, documents, meetings, CRM, hiring, and daily operations into one connected workspace.
The shared AI brain is the differentiator. Every module taps the same brain, which they describe as delivering context-aware automation and a chief of staff that understands the whole business, not just a single app.
Right now, the public signal is the Product Hunt launch, which is live for community feedback and signups. No adoption numbers or integration metrics yet. That is all still ahead.
Backdrop launched on Product Hunt with a different angle on the AI coworker. Their argument is that AI accelerated execution has shifted the bottleneck. It is not speed of building anymore. It is fragmented decision-making knowledge.
Co-founder Akanksha put it plainly. The hard part is deciding what to build, why it matters, and how to prioritize. While shared company context sits siloed across Slack, documents, tickets, meetings, and private AI chats.
So Backdrop deploys AI coworkers across Slack, GitHub, Linear, Notion, Asana, and Google Workspace. They synthesize customer feedback, create plans and specs, manage tickets, draft documents, and keep work moving.
At the moment, we only have the community launch discussion to go on. Adoption, integration depth, and how these coworkers actually change a team's workflow are all unreported. Worth watching, but still early.
Lunin is trying to solve a tension that a lot of teams feel right now. The founding team points out that agents like ChatGPT and Claude give you great UX. You ask, they do. But there's no record of what they touched, no approval step for risky actions, and nothing a security team can review.
Mike from the team calls it great UX but impossible to govern. Lunin's bet is that you should not have to choose. It aims to deliver full transparency alongside that same clean experience.
Also from the same Product Hunt round, Deck is an always-on AI assistant with its own email inbox. Founder Stasia explains you can key 20 deck on a thread, hand it a task, and it takes over, learning your preferences and flagging what needs attention. It runs on a schedule, delivers briefings and status updates, and handles ambiguous multi-step work without blanket inbox authorization.
Then there is Creed. Connor, who built it, says he kept re-explaining his role, projects, and preferences to ChatGPT, Claude, and every new agent. So Creed gives every connected AI a shared, up-to-date understanding of who you are, how you work, and what matters. One source of truth that agents can read, removing the copy-paste loop. He is asking which tools users want plugged in first and what context they find themselves re-explaining most often.
Last up, Replay QA launched with a promise that cuts straight to the value. It tells you what is broken before your users do.
You add a GitHub repository for continuous testing or drop in a URL for a one-time check. The service explores your app, records every session, finds real bugs, and here is the part they say sets it apart. It gives your coding agent the root cause and the fix, not just a failing session.
Most QA tools stop at identifying the session where things went wrong. Replay QA pushes the diagnosis all the way through to a fix that a coding agent can act on.
A community commenter who collaborated on the launch described the first-time experience as remarkably fast. Their claim? Go to 2aa.replay.io and you can get your first report in seconds. There is a free trial available right now. Layerproof Mylar takes a product page, a doc, or a prompt and turns it into a launch-ready motion video. Script, scenes, voiceover, all included.
And the editing controls are where this gets interesting. You can regenerate any scene, refine every keyframe, and then export from multiple channels from one project.
A community user called it dope crazy and said it compressed animation work that normally takes over an hour. Another person asked whether visual style and pacing can stay consistent across a series.
That consistency question is the right one when you're producing multiple videos. Meanwhile, Loova Ad Studio takes a different angle on AI creative. It's an all-in-one ad studio that creates UGC videos, product commercials, avatar videos, and static creatives.
Built for conversions at under $2 each. Founder Anbang explained the studio helps teams test more hooks, formats, products, and creative angles by cloning winning formats, swapping products or characters, and generating unlimited product images in one workflow.
So the pattern across both tools is reducing the time from idea to publishable asset, whether that's a motion explainer or a full ad variant.
Shifting to desktop utilities, CaptureKit is a native macOS utility from maker Arjun that automatically routes every screenshot to a folder the user chooses. The pitch is simple: keep the desktop clean.
It's aimed at developers, designers, and content creators who take frequent screenshots and want to organize by project without manually moving files around. That manual step seems small until you do it 40 times a day.
Exactly. Then Cogvio, by solo founder Harshit, tackles a different kind of friction. It lets users highlight text on any web page or PDF and ask context-aware questions without switching to ChatGPT.
The stated goal is to keep focus while reading documentation, research papers, medical textbooks, or technical diagrams. You highlight, you ask, you stay on the page.
Both tools share that philosophy of removing a small but constant interruption. One for file management, one for research flow.
NeuroVids is a tool built by Udalak and Shivam at Studio Sandmatter, and it maps how a brain would respond to an uploaded video or audio clip.
It processes both picture and sound, which means podcasts, music, and voice-driven clips score like a listener feels, and it does it in about a minute.
The output includes an engagement score that shows its components, a per-second emotion timeline, and time-stamped suggestions for the next edit. The founders make a sharp distinction. Analytics tell you what happened after publishing. NeuroVids aims to give that insight while there's still time to edit.
That's a meaningful shift from post-mortem to pre-flight. And if the tool cannot produce a confident read, it refunds the credits. The launch offer starts free with no card, and the founding 50 accounts get 40 credits.
Autoplot is a Mac-native scientific workspace for exploratory data analysis and plotting. It handles tabular datasets, variables, and a range of plots. X and Y, histograms, heat maps, correlations, three-dimensional scenes, and charts.
Fits and figures can be composed and exported as vector graphics. And here's the clever part. The app writes Python to run the analysis and draw the figure. Metal-backed GPU rendering keeps the 3D scenes and correlation networks interactive at full dataset size, so you can rotate, zoom, and refit without waiting for a redraw.
All raw data values remain on the Mac. The team said they built it to eliminate repetitive plotting and fitting code that had to be tweaked and rerun constantly so users can focus on the analysis itself.
Then there's Scriptyard, a free browser-based spatial story planning workspace for screenwriters and storytellers. It provides an infinite canvas for mapping characters, locations, scenes, and structure, and can export projects to Markdown, Fountain, or Final Draft.
The creator, Chris, is an Emmy-nominated VFX supervisor with more than 20 years in film and television. He designed it to replicate the physical index card wall experience in a remote and collaborative way.
And Backbeat Forge turns drum audio into an editable 5-line drum score. You drop in a full mix or an isolated drum stem, check the transcription against playback, correct it by hand, then export as a printable PDF. Three creative tools, all local first on the Mac.
Fuzzy AI is a relationship first AI sales platform built to warm up prospects before you send a cold message.
Serena, the founder, explains the core problem clearly. Cold outreach gets ignored because the sender is still a stranger, and sending more messages does not fix that.
So Fuzzy finds people already engaging in your market, helps you stay visible through content and thoughtful comments, and then launches personalized LinkedIn and email campaigns in your voice.
The platform brings research, enrichment, sequences, replies, and team workflows into one place. Customers describe it as intuitive, seamless, and more comprehensive than the tools they used before.
The thesis is worth noting. Don't just send more cold outreach. Become less of a stranger first. That's the relationship layer most automation tools skip.
Let's look at a new analytics product that launched today called Renace. The pitch is simple. Privacy-friendly tracking paired with real-time AI insights all in one fast dashboard.
And the maker says they built it because Google Analytics just felt overly complex for basic questions, like, where did my visitors come from today? So Raineon operates without cookie banners and gives you visitors, sources, funnels, and full visitor journeys on one screen.
There's a real-time 3D globe showing active visitors, revenue attribution that tells you which pages and channels are actually earning, and an AI assistant you can ask traffic questions in plain language. It also includes embeddable widgets.
So the whole idea is founders get one dashboard that answers the core question fast, without the complexity or the cookie consent hurdles.
Also out today, Freed AI Tools. This one is a collection of no-login browser utilities for everyday tasks.
Right. Image resizing, compression, format conversion, PDF work like merging, splitting, and page extraction, JSON formatting, text analysis, word counting, calculators, prompt building tools, and even design utilities for color and SVGs.
The maker highlighted an interesting point here. Many of the file-based tools process inputs directly in the browser, so you get a result without ever sending your source files to a separate service.
Which is a nice privacy angle for quick utility work. You don't need an account, nothing leaves your machine, and you still get the output.
Now shifting to enterprise operations, a product called Rex is building AI agents that run order-to-cash for global companies.
Thing founder Merlin explains the agents plug directly into a company's existing stack and handle the full cycle end-to-end. Collections, portal uploads, the AR inbox. Sensitive items get routed back to the human team.
Synthesa is cited as a customer that's running their accounts receivable on Rex right now.
Merlin is surprisingly open about the limitations. He says automation tools previously failed in this space because the work is full of exceptions and judgment calls, and he actively invites questions about what the agents still get wrong.
That transparency is notable. Rather than claiming the agents are perfect, they're positioning around handling the routine work and knowing when to escalate the hard calls back to people. That is a lot of tools and launches for one episode.
Yeah, it really is. Let's hit the highlights on the way out. Thinking Machines dropped Inkling, their first open weights model. 975 billion parameters, mixture of experts.
Big one. Then Nodus, which is calling itself the AI native operating system for founders, a connected workspace trying to replace all those disconnected tools.
And Backdrop launched on Product Hunt, positioning itself as an AI coworker for projects and operations. Lunin is also worth a mention. Early access, aiming for that clean ChatGPT style experience, but built for teams.
On the utility side, Replay QA promises to tell you what's broken before your users do, and Layer-Proof Mylar turns a product page or doc into a launch-ready motion video. Script, scenes, voiceover, the works.
CaptureKit caught my eye. A native macOS utility that auto-routes every screenshot to a folder you choose. Simple, but useful.
So, Fuzzy AI, a relationship-first sales platform with an agent called Serena that warms up prospects before the cold message. And Rex is building AI agents for order-to-cash operations at global enterprises.
Plus NeuroVids, which maps brain responses to uploaded content, and Renate, a privacy-friendly analytics tool with real-life AI insights. A few creative macOS tools and a drum transcription app rounded things out.
That is our show. Thanks for spending the time with us. We'll catch you on the next one.